Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The groundbreaking book, On Becoming a Effing Man by Michael J. Ulrich, offers spiritual guidance for modern men seeking growth and inner peace beyond organized religion. A spiritual book for men who do not go to church on Sunday but believe there is a God, but they don't give God much emphasis in their daily lives. Michael's book discusses problems men have and gives them a spiritual perspective to deal with it. It doesn't use the terms God, Jesus Christ, or Holy Spirit. It only uses higher power. There's no discussion of religious principles or beliefs. Michael is a senior citizen, husband, and father, also a pretty spiritual guy. Born in 1949, grew up in Western Washington. Although a cradle Catholic and practicing Catholic, Michael's religion has nothing to do with what he teaches. Michael J. Ulrich, author of On Becoming a Effing Man, brings a lifetime of experience to his writing. And he's our guest on This Week in America. Michael, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. Glad to be here.
Really looking forward to talking about this. A lot of this coming from your own experiences, helping us men get through life and questions we have. Let's start with the reason for writing this. Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, it's an experience that happened about 5 years ago. I was out walking my dog, and I heard a voice. And the voice said, "Michael, I want you to write a book." And this is the title of the book. So I say, okay. I didn't know what to do with it, but I said, okay. And so I kind of filed it away, and life moved on. And in December of 2019, my wife died unexpectedly.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And I decided to move to Portland from Seattle, which I did. And then the COVID hit. Now, I'm an avid ballroom dancer, and there was no dancing.
Oh, yes.
Well, I guess I better start writing this book. And the book is based upon a program that my therapist, whose name is Lori Mizell, one of the most spiritual men I ever met, and a priest friend of mine, I introduced them to one another, and they really hit it off, and they developed a spiritual program for men. And as you said in your announcement about my book, the book did not focus on religion. It focused on how to be a happy man in trying times. And so I took, and they wrote a pamphlet on it. And so I took the pamphlet and I put it in book form. The basic premise of the book is something Lori said in one of the chapters, which was, "I cannot change the world, but I can change my mind. And when I change my mind, the world and I are changed." And that's basically what the book is about, is how to change your thinking so that you could be a happy man and be fulfilled in life. So I followed the pamphlet for my chapters. I've added several chapters, one on addiction. Father Wounds is another chapter. And those are kind of how I have tried to look to give men ideas on how to be spiritual, but you don't have to go to church to be spiritual. You can be spiritual every day of your life.
And this is helping so many people. The reviews are excellent for Michael's book. Again, the title is On Becoming a Effing Man by Michael J. Ulrich. Now, if you go to his website is onbecomingaeffingman.com, but the F word is spelled in that. We've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, the usual places wherever books are sold. And again, a link directly to Michael's book on our website. Let's talk about the title and the motivation in writing the book. You've given us some background on that. The title was given to you. What kind of response are you getting with the title? You worked with a Catholic priest on this. What kind of response are you getting? Because it does capture attention. Yeah, there are a lot of self-help books out there. This book gets their attention.
It's kind of a very subtle title. I've gotten some response, not a great deal of response. My email is in the book. So anybody that wants to email me concerning the book, they're free to do so. My email is right there, and I'm happy to communicate with them and help them out. As I said, I'm a pretty spiritual guy, but my spirituality goes beyond my religion. And I try to make every day a spiritual day in my life and try to say, well, what does this mean today? And if I'm having a bad day, I'm saying, well, what am I supposed to learn from this? And, it's been a long time since I've got upset about something. And so it must be, it's working for me. And I'm trying to share my ideas on just being a happy man through my book.
Well, you were making remarkable progress in doing this, and I love that this comes from experiences in your life. When you started using these concepts yourself, what difference did it make in your life? Did you see changes that you were going through your life with the ups and the downs, and it's been a long time since you've been upset with something. What was it like seeing a change in your life when you were using successfully some of these principles that you talk about in the book?
Well, as I said just previously, it's been a long time since I've gotten upset by anything. And if something difficult happens, and this week something very difficult happened in my life, I take a breath and say, what am I supposed to learn from this? What is my higher power teaching me with this situation? And that helps so much in not letting my emotions take control of my life. And making that statement, I don't get upset anymore. And I just basically am able to work through it, deal with it, and walk off the other side a happier man.
And those principles that have worked for Michael and so many others are put to use by reading the book, I'm Becoming a Effing Man. The book is available wherever books are sold. You find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Michael J. Ulrich, that's Ulrich, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about where all of these insights came from. You gave us a mention that working with the counselor, working with the priest, and personal as well. This is, you really went to the experts and combined that with your own experiences to write this book.
Yeah. I've been a normal man in my life. I've had difficulties in my life. My father ruined his life with alcohol. I've had good things happen in my life, and I've had tough things happen in my life. And basically, I rejoice when there's good things happening in my life and enjoy the heck out of it. And then when there are difficulties, I, ask the question, higher power, what am I supposed to learn from this? And I heard the voice, and I just followed what I heard. And I just walked through it, and it's just kind of like, I guess this was supposed to happen. And I'm just a little cog in the wheel to make it happen. I'm not trying to take any great allocades for myself. I'm a pretty humble guy, and I'm just doing what I've been asked to do.
And helping people in the process, which has to be a recording feeling for you, using some of the emotions that you developed, working with the counselor, working with the priest, and putting this together. One of the themes that you talk about is the power of forgiving, and saying that power of forgiving is actually great for your health. Talk about that, because for so many of us, forgiving is really something maybe in the outward we say we can do, but inward it's still difficult to forgive. How important is that to forgive?
Forgiving is one of the key chapters of my book. And, funny story about Jesus. He's sitting there, and one day his apostles say, well, Master, how many times am I supposed to forgive? Seven times? And Jesus' response to them was, even seven times 70 times. So I think forgiveness, and I see it in men all the time that are holding grudges and are angry, the power of forgiveness will just melt that angry feeling if you can forgive. But you don't do it in your mind. You have to forgive in your heart. That's where the forgiveness takes place, is in your heart.
Because rationally, sometimes we do think that we can forgive, but our heart is resisting. We're not giving forgiveness in our heart. The book is so well written and touches so many topics that men go through. What is the key to male happiness? What is it that makes you happy? What is it that you find makes men happy in general?
Well, one of the things I enjoy doing is helping other people. It could be driving down the road and seeing a lady standing by her car with a flat tire. And I'll stop and I'll change the tire for her. I don't want any money. I just want to help somebody out. So I really enjoy helping people. And then on the other hand, when I need help, I'm not afraid to ask for help. It happened today. I had a dead battery. And my roommate helped me out, got my car started, and I'm very thankful for him. And we had a good moment together with him helping me get my car started.
And for most people, that would be the end of the day. It would be the day would be totally downhill from there after going through that. And you were able to accept it, turn it into a positive, and walk away from it. Michael Ulrich is our guest on the program, Ulrich. If you're Googling, his website is onbecomingaeffingman.com, but the F word is totally spelled out. The name of the book is On Becoming a Effing Man, and the book available, again, wherever books are sold. What are some of the main problems you find, not only with yourself, but in dealing with so many men, that prevent them from being happy? What's holding it back for many of us?
Well, I think men have the need to be right. And they get unhappy when they think they're not right. And if they let go of the feeling that they need to be right, that does a big step in them not getting upset and angry. So that's one of the things I have noticed in my interaction with men is, they just feel they have the need, they have to be right.
You know, something else that you address, and we all go through this as men, is we have this sort of mental picture of what we're supposed to be as a man, and one is not showing weakness, one is not showing to not being able to cry, not be able to express sorrow, that type of thing. And the book actually shows us otherwise, what goes into making a strong man. Talk about that, because showing emotion is not a sign of weakness, is it?
No. It's really a sign of strength that you can cry, that you can, hold out your hand to somebody who needs your support. And that basically unlocks a lot of power within you when you do that. You will become a much more powerful man when you're out there ministering to other people.
I mentioned in the beginning that you don't use God, you don't use Jesus Christ, you don't use Holy Spirit, you use higher power. There's really no discussion of religious principles or beliefs. Talk about the concept of approaching it that way and how it's worked out, because this is not a lesson in religion, is it?
Oh, no. And basically, my attitude and not using those words is just like the 12-step programs. They do the exact same thing. They just talk about your higher power. And as you know about the success of all the 12-step programs, that is very powerful in just dealing with spirituality on that basis.
What do you find major roadblocks to men being happy? And I'm thinking maybe ego, something like that. What are the stumbling blocks that we have naturally as men that we really need to overcome, not only to make life better for the people around us, but make life better for ourselves?
Right. When you talk about ego, to me, that's the same as using the word devil. Your ego, the only thing it wants is its survival. It wants everything else to be destroyed, including you. And the ego has so many tricks up its sleeve to try to get you to feel you're right and everybody else is wrong, and that the world's a terrible place and you're not going to participate in it. Those are all ego thoughts. And you have to stop listening to your ego.
And if you're thinking, okay, how do I do that? Michael lays that out for you in his book, On Becoming a Effing Man. His website is onbecomingaeffingman, only spell out the F word, .com. Book available at Amazon. You'll find information there. Barnes & Noble will be able to order it. You'll be able to go to our website, link on directly, and get information there as well. You talk about if a man has an active spiritual life, he will forgive, love his fellow man, be a sensitive man, stand up for what is right, be at peace with himself. Maybe most importantly, be at peace with himself. How do we get started? If somebody is listening and going, you know, I'm struggling with that, but I really don't know what's my first step to take to build a spiritual life? How do we go about establishing a spiritual life?
Well, I would say the first thing you need to do is to look in your life to say, what is making me happy and what is making me sad? Once you've identified those things, you look on the happiness side and say, I need to do more of that. Now, for example, if a man says, I'm happy when I have a six-pack of beer in front of me, drinking it, that is really not what's making you happy. That's probably causing a lot more problems.
Yes.
So you have to look at the word happiness, not in the way society uses the word happiness. You have to look at what makes your heart happy. And so my book, it's basically going against the stream, because spirituality is taking a second class to everything else that people think they want in life. People are not going to church anymore, and that people think, well, there might be a God or there might not be a God, but I really don't care. That's a lot of attitudes that men have about the world. And I think my book is a way of saying, well, why don't we look at it a little differently? And maybe you can say, well, let's say there is a God. And well, if there is a God, I'll try to have a relationship with this higher power.
It makes so much sense, and you lay it out so well. The book is written. Let's talk about the style of writing. It's straightforward. It's a candid writing style, very blunt at times. You have us ask tough questions about ourselves. Talk about the writing style, and because you really do a nice job of getting our attention and leading us through here. It's an easy book to read and follow.
Well, basically, the writing style basically comes from my priest friend, Father Bob Camuso, and Lori Mizell, my therapist. They wrote the pamphlet, which my book is based on. So I basically followed their style in just being out there with the facts. This is what it's like. No judgments, but here's some ideas you might want to consider. So, you know, I basically just followed what they tried to do in their communication with men.
Well, the program is laid out so well. The book is available wherever books are sold. A few minutes left in the program. I'd like to talk about a couple of other maybe stumbling blocks for us men as we try to establish and find out more about ourselves and feel better about ourselves. Social expectations. Talk about the role of that. You talk about a guy and he's got a six pack and he thinks he's happy because I guess that's in some sense of social expectations. If you're drinking and we see all the commercials, you're drinking and you're having fun and you're with friends. How much does the role of social expectations play in holding us back?
I think it plays a great role, because if a man is out there saying, I've got to follow what everybody else is doing, that's a major problem, because, you know, you have society and what they think is going to make you happy, which is wrong, because it never makes you happy. And that if you start following every social glint in the pan of digging for gold life, you will see that you're really not going to be a happy man by following society. Society will not take you anywhere that's close to being happy. So that's the first thing you need to do, is stop all the social hot stuff, because those things are not going to lead you anywhere that's going to bring any happiness for you.
Do you find, I mentioned in the beginning that there's so many men that and people in general who believe in God but really don't incorporate God in their daily lives and don't incorporate God in church services. On Sunday, you mentioned church services, the attendance there declining.
Now, religion can do great things for people spiritually. It can. I'm not an anti-religious person. As
right.
you said, I'm a practicing Catholic. But I think if a man were to have some quiet time in the morning before the day starts, if they want to pray, pray. If they just want to sit and listen, sit and listen. So it's kind of like, take a little time just to see what's going on around you. That's when your higher power will talk to you. You'll get ideas and feelings will come to you and you have no idea where they're coming from. But if it's just 5 minutes, take 5 minutes just for some quiet time to listen to what is coming your way.
Do you find in talking to men who go through that, who've, there's a God, I believe in God, it just doesn't fit into my life. All of a sudden, they're taking the time, as you talk about, to opening up their spiritual life. Does that bring them closer to God, maybe in some cases getting them back into church?
It may.
Yes.
That's not the purpose of that. I wrote that book. I think your higher power will lead you to where you need to go. If it happens to be to a religion, great. Follow it. So just listen to your higher power and see where they want you to go. It could be to a religion, and possibly could be, but it doesn't have to be.
A couple minutes left in the program. Are you happy? And I ask that knowing from your voice and your passion for what you're doing, you're very happy. But are you happy in life? Are you satisfied, or are you still a work in progress?
Well, it's always a work in progress.
Don't get me wrong.
I the past several years, I have been in a good place spiritually and psychologically. And I'm not saying I've got it all covered and I'm all taken care of. I'm not there at all. Every day is a new opportunity. So I have been feeling great the last couple of years. And I'm very thankful for it. And I'm really trying to share my ideas with other people. And it's really funny. I have the belief that every person I meet, there's a reason for it. There's a reason why I am there and that they are in my life. So with that belief, a man will have a different perspective. They will not judge the person, and they will just try to minister to them if that's what's required, and they will just be a much happier man if they just don't go out there and judge other people.
Yeah, those are great words to end our conversation. It's been such a pleasure, Michael, having you on the program, offering a practical advice, multiple areas of your life in his book, On Becoming a Effing Man. His website is onbecomingaeffingman.com, but the F word is spelled out. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And I'd like to thank Gotham Books, Inc. for scheduling our conversation today with Michael. Gotham Books, bringing good books to life, a premier self-publishing company helping authors bring their literary dreams to life. Their website is GothamBooksInc.com or GothamBooksInc.com. And I thank them for arranging our conversation today. Michael, you've done such a wonderful job with this, and you're a talented writer. Are you working on anything else?
Well, I've got a couple ideas, but they haven't quite come together yet. I need some other people to participate with me, and I do have some other ideas that have come up. So once you write one book, you get ideas to write other books. It's kind of a disease, maybe. I don't know. But I've got some other ideas, but things haven't really come to the point yet when I can sit down and start cranking out another book yet.
Well, hopefully you will, and we will meet again. It's been a pleasure having our guest on the program today, Michael Ulrich. That's U-L-R-I-C-H. The book, once again, On Becoming a Effing Man, the book available wherever books are sold. His website, onbecomingaeffingman.com, and all those links are on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Michael, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on the lives that you're changing with this book, sharing this concept that works so well for you. Good luck in future projects. Hopefully we'll have a chance to catch up again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Michael Ulrich, our guest on the program. All the information on his book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.